It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, you're going to go with gold yet. I mean, it continues to set all-time contract highs again overnight, trading to a new high. So that continues to be probably the brightest spot as far as the commodities are concerned. And that's kind of, concerning because normally people turn to gold for security, when they need to buy something that's tangible. Maybe it shows that inflation is going to come back into play. But, gold being strong also is a signal that maybe the economy is not doing as good as we think. But gold continues to be strong. Wheat is up against its high end of its trading range, actually flirting with its recent resistance levels, top of resistance. If it breaks above that, we could be looking at wheat making another run. And corn did break above that 495 March finally, and now we're flirting with that $5 level in the March contract, based maybe looking for a run to 515. So those are the markets that are hot and ones to watch right now.
What's not hot then?
I'm going to go with the soybeans. I mean, we continue to see improving weather for Argentina that continues to just slowly drift that market lower. So soybeans are down at the lower end of their trading range. It wouldn't take much to get them back to be up again, but it's going to take a little bit more than just the strength in wheat and corn. It's going to take a weather issue. And then also you look at the cattle. It looks like both soybeans and cattle are in a transition right now as they're flirting with some major support lines. It's just a matter of whether or not they're going to hold.
Yeah. And that all depends, too, on demand.
Demand is going to be a big one. Now, we are starting to hear some, foreign countries. Now, when we started talking about reciprocal tariffs, a lot of countries came to the table and said, we'll tighten up this balance, this negative balance that we've got with you guys. We'll buy more egg products. So hopefully going forward, that's a signal. And that could be what's helping support wheat and corn.
All right. So what's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.